Onondaga County lawmakers begin going over County Executive Joni Mahoney's proposed budget with a fine-tooth comb today. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the final result will most likely look a little different from the $1.25 billion plan Mahoney proposed last week.
The proposed $1.25 billion budget is encased in a 3-inch thick white binder, chock full of numbers and explanations of programs. What lawmakers have to do is decide whether they agree with these numbers. When it comes to property taxes, Mahoney says the tax rate will stay the same. However, tax bills will go up in 18 towns and one village.
Because of the sales tax sharing formula that was passed a couple years ago, there's still adjustments in how those dollars are shared and what the towns do with their portion when they get it.
Legislature Chairman Ryan McMahon says those tax increases are one thing that could change, although he won't promise no increased taxes at all.
That would be a heavy lift. I think we need to have our analysts look at the revenue projections that the county executive's team has come up with, see if we agree with them based off of past performance. And at the same time, we need to look at strategic areas within the budget where there may be rooms for cuts.
Mahoney is also proposing using some of the county's fund balance or savings account to cover a $4.5 million deficit, among other things. McMahon says that's something else that could change after lawmakers are finished going over the budget. A public hearing is scheduled for October 4th, with lawmakers expected to make a decision on a plan October 9th. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.